Hello, and welcome to the Searching for Exoplanets with Kevin Reddington. I am your host, Kevin Reddington. Today, we will be discussing about exoplanets, what they are, how we detect them, and if there are Earth-like exoplanets out there. We will also hear thoughts from Dr. Sarah Seeger, a planetary scientist and astrophysicist from MIT. Let's get started. So, what are exoplanets? Exoplanets are planets that orbit other stars, and they are very hard to see directly through telescopes. They are hidden by a bright glare of stars they orbit. We know of only 3,374 different types of exoplanets, which is a huge number considering we only discovered the first one back in 1995. Let's talk about the atmospheres of these exoplanets, specifically atmospheric composition and temperatures. We are able to recognize that some of these exoplanets have atmospheres just like our Earth's, with water vapor, oxygen, an ozone, and carbon dioxide. Exoplanets have varying habitable zones. This refers to the region around the star where a planet can have a surface temperature consists with the presence of liquid water. Different climates of these planets have a thin atmosphere that are dominated by energy input from the stars they orbit. How habitable exoplanet is largely based on the distance from its star. It is important to think about surface temperature of an exoplanet, which is controlled by greenhouse gases. So, how are these exoplanets detected? There are many different methods. One method is radio velocity. Another method is direct imaging. It is extremely difficult or even impossible. But there is also transit photography. This method detects distant planets by measuring of the dimming of a star in orbit that passes between it and the Earth. This passage is called transit. This happens at irregular intervals for the fixed amount of time, and it is very possible that there is a distant planet orbiting the star. We now have exoplanet telescopes that are in orbit as we speak to pick up evidence of these exoplanets. This includes satellites like Kepler, TESS, and Assyria. The more we talk about exoplanets, the more we are probably wondering if any of these exoplanets appear to be like Earth. One example is a newly discovered Earth-like planet, which is called, that is orbiting Ross Star 128. This exoplanet, Ross 128b, has predictable temperature to allow for other liquid water on its surface. Its host star is a red dwarf flare star, which periodically erupts showers of ultraviolet and X-ray radiation, which is harmful to Earth-like forms. A more Earth-like exoplanet is Proxima Centauri b. This discovery of this exoplanet was a huge breakthrough for astronomers and scientists. It can be cousins with Earth, but there is not enough information to know for sure. We know that its year is 11.2 Earth days, which is pretty short. Proxima Centauri b is in the right location to have temperatures to allow liquid water on its surface. The question is whether it's habitable is very complex. We need to know if it's terrestrial, and the best way to know that it is safe, we need to be able to directly image the planet with telescopes that it's equipped with extreme adaptive optics. To get more information, I reached out to Dr. Sarah Seeger. She's an astrophysicist and planetary scientist from MIT. I asked her if she thought that we can ever live on an Earth-like exoplanet. Her response, if we ever developed a space travel technology to travel to vast distances to other star systems, we could probably live on an Earth-like planet. I also asked her about the gravity of these Earth-like exoplanets. She told me, what matters is that whether we could live on a planet with a different gravity than Earth. If the planet had a lower gravity than ours, we would just bounce around, which kind of seems fun, but kind of dangerous, who knows. And if it has a very higher gravity than ours, we would be very difficult to move. Nobody wants that. Dr. Sarah Seeger also said that HD 40307G is a super version of our Earth. I asked her about it, and she said that it indicates that humans could survive there. She also told me that at this point we do not have enough information about it other than its size and its mass. We do have to wait for the future telescopes to be invented to get more information about these planet atmospheres so we can get more info that we need. I hope you have enjoyed this deep dive into outer space with me, Kevin Rennington, in our search for exoplanets. I wanted to thank Dr. Sarah Seeger, NASA, Planetary.org, Smithsonian.org, and of course, Wikipedia for their information. Take a minute to visit Dr. Sarah Seeger's website that is loaded with fascinating information. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.